not be made up tomorrow. It will end up being made up on April 23rd. Again, the Mets are back in town here in Worcester from April 22nd to April 27th. That April 23rd game was originally supposed to start at 12:05. Going to be an afternoon game, so they're going to still start that doubleheader at 12:05. So if you are someone who has the old calendar out, maybe keep your calendar in your phone. I know there might still be some people keep the pocket calendars. I don't know who those people are, but they might be out there. If you do, get
the pocket schedules are everywhere. Yeah. I went to Stella's Diner before we took off on Thursday. Right there.
So get your little pocket schedule out, or if you have your own schedule that you keep. Get it out, get the pencil out, erase the game time for today, and circle April 23rd.
Well, you can't erase it. It's printed on there.
But maybe someone has their own pocket calendar. Like,
somebody created a pocket schedule.
Well, no, I mean, like, did you know that people used to have, like, these little books that were calendars, and they used to, instead of, like, putting it in their phone, they used to write it down?
Yeah, I know that.
I know we're young.
I thought you meant, like, a tiny little foldable pocket schedule.
No. I mean, I keep my schedule in my phone, but if my phone runs out of power, then I'm just
going to be wandering around.
I'm out of luck.
Where will you go?
Yeah. So anyway, if you're inclined to plan ahead for 3 weeks from now, Wednesday, April 23rd's game is going to be a doubleheader, still starting at 12:05. But we'll continue to mention that as we get closer to the next time Syracuse is in Worcester. For now, Syracuse's next game is tomorrow afternoon. Still 1:05, same scheduled start time. And same scheduled place. We'll be here at Polar Park, hopefully with some better weather, without the rain, with some sun shining, as Syracuse hopes to sweep a quick little two-game series now here at Polar Park in Worcester as the Mets take on the AAA Red Sox tomorrow. 1:05 first pitch will be on the air at 12:50. Again, we've got an interview with Syracuse starting pitcher Blade Tidwell as he discusses his start from yesterday. Be sure to tune in for our Visit Syracuse pregame show tomorrow. For that, plus all the starting lineups and what's to come, the big news for Syracuse/New York, Jose Azokar, an outfielder who was a member of the New York Mets 40-man roster. He was designated for assignment, didn't make the opening day roster for New York, but he stays in the organization. He cleared waivers and was sent outright here to Syracuse, so he's an outfielder that we're very likely to see probably Tuesday when Syracuse opens at home at NBT Bank Stadium.
A very experienced player, a lot of big league games under his belt, a lot of AAA games. And, you know, when you saw him last year, you were telling me that he's full of speed, great defense, and can hit, too. I was looking at his AAA numbers, and batting average at just below .290 in over 180 games, I think it was. And another guy like that in your order is huge. You know, he's going to cover a lot of ground in the outfield, and could be another great bat in this lineup, somebody that hopefully we get to hold on to for a while.
So, even more talent is coming to an already talented Syracuse Mets roster. Tomorrow's game, once again, is scheduled for 1:05. We'll be on the air at 12:50. Hope you can join us then. For now, stay warm, stay dry, and enjoy the rest of your Saturday. We'll talk to you tomorrow. For Mark Rollins, who's in our Score 1260 studios, and for Jack Gordon, Michael Tricarico saying so long from now. No baseball tonight, but we'll see you tomorrow.